We are learning Masechtas Menachos, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting halfway down the Amud Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, the first words on the line are Shosak Rebbe Elazar, and we're starting from Rameyer. The Mishnah taught us, and in the Braisa we found out it's Rameyer, that something that's found a treifa, the lechem does not become tamei, because this was possible before it started. Starter of possible. Mashenkin Baal Mum is a machlokes. It means you shechted the toida, you found it's a bamum, so it's disqualified. Rabbi Eliezer still says kidesh, that the lechem is kidesh, chom loy kidesh. And the shaila is, what's the difference? We had a shita of Rabbi Yehuda Agar Meir, and he said there's no machlekes lezer b'shua about bamum, because by a mum is the same thing like a treifa. And the machlekes is a guy with chutzim kaimai. And we explained in the Gemara, the machlekes chutzim kaimai, if it's similar to chutzim zmanai or not. Chutz b'kaim might be worse, it's not kiddush, because it's doimer to the Baal Mum, or doimer shlo yishma. But here, we got one or a mayor. What's the chilek between a Baal Mum and a treifa? Rameyer, ma'ish no shachtov and nimsis treifa, dava psulei kaidim shchita, it's possible for the shchita, and therefore, the lechem's not kadosh, ma'ish no shachtov and nimsis Baal Mum, the loy hava psulei kaidim shchita, and what's the difference between shachtov and Baal Mum, the loy hava psulei kaidim shchita? Sumar answers, you're right. A regular Baal Mum would be disqualified, the same thing, and lechem won't become kadosh, same thing like treifa. Here we're talking about a specific type of mum, b'doikin shebaayin, v'aliba de Rabbi Kiva. D'amum olo yerdu. Usually a Baal Mum is not called psuloi b'kodesh, and which means it doesn't become possible in the Beis HaMikdash, therefore it's olu yerdu. It's a Baal Mum. But Rabbi Kiva holds doikin shebaayin, which is a certain type of mum, is better, and there, olu lo yerdu. Why is that better? So Rashi explains two reasons why doikin shebaayin is better. First of all, because it's not nicker the mum. Number two is because kosher ba'ifes. Ifes only have a chsar and aver is a problem. By doikin shebaayin is kosher ba'ifes. Therefore, it's a better type of psul. It's not so possible. And we're going by that type of case, doikin shebaayin. Now that, there's a tzad, lamai, since it's lo yerdu, it's mekadosh alechem. So that's pshat in Rabbi Eliezer who says kiddush. And Rabbi Yeshua, who argues Rabbi Eliezer, says, kiyom Rabbi kivim olo yerdu v'psul de gufay. Only by psul de guf. Avla kedusha lechem loy. Which means the gabi the psul itself, okay, olo yerdu. But the kaddish the lechem already, that much not. And therefore, that's the machlekes, the bir machlekes by Baal Mum. Baal Mum is better than treifa because we want a certain type of mum. A mum with deikon shavayim, which is the loch is, olo yerdu. Itma, we learned. And the next shiloh we told you in the Gemara before about chutzas mana and chutzim kaimai. Remember we said, a discussion, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a machlekes, according to Yehuda's version, there's a machlekes with Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, if shachta chutzas mana, everyone agrees that you're not mekadosh, that the lach is that you're not mekadosh, that you're mekadosh lechem. Everyone agrees mekadosh lechem and chutzas mana. Why? Because since, by pigel, all the avoidas are called, it's maratza because it makes it into pigle. So it's really called avoida. Mashayin chutzim kaimai, we're not sure. So one man the Yama said, learn chutzim kaimai chutzim mana. Well, my mom says, no, you can't learn it out because chutzim mana is chorus, this is not chorus, and this is more similar to Baal Mum and which is not kadosh, and to shloya shmo, which is not kadosh. That was machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, Elfi Rabbi Yehuda, by the case of chutzim kaimai. So we now have a machlokes here, got something else, which has shaykhis to that machlokes. Itma. Chatos sheshachta chutzim mana. A chatos that you shechta chutzim mana, which is pigle. Im also loy seirid. If it goes out of a mezbeach, you bring it on mezbeach, this psul, loy seirid. Chutzim kaimai, it's a machlokes, chutzim kaimai. Rava ma teirid. Rava ma loy seirid. It's a machlokes, Rava and Rava, if it's seirid or loy seirid. Rava holds kerab Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua's sheet is that loy kidesh, so therefore he holds loy kidesh, which means it's teret. And Rabbi holds k'Rabbi Eliezer. And remember that there with this argument, Rabbi Eliezer was moided to Rabbi Yeshua. So we'll see in a second. So Rabbi holds k'Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi k'Rabbi Eliezer. If a hoda bay Rabbi gavde Rabbi, my sir Rabbi was chayzer and he held taka also savior of the Rabbi. And the hoda bay Rabbi Eliezer gavde Yeshua. Since Rabbi Eliezer was chayzer and held like Rabbi Yeshua, which means Rabbi Eliezer was of the shita that's kiddush, and he said nicely, you're right, it's like kiddush, He was chayzer and says like kiddush. So here also he was chayzer. That's what Gemara says. So again, here the shayla is we shechted a chutz lemkayma achatos. What's a lacha teirid loy teirid? The Gemara says Rav holds like Rabbi Yeshua who does not compare the two things. Therefore, it's teirid. Rabbi holds like Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that you compare the two things, and therefore it's possible. That's what I thought. So therefore, if it's possible, then they compare two things. Therefore, loy seyred. Therefore, loy seyred, because they compare the two things. But we had before that Rabbi Eliezer was choizer to Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua said chutzim kaima is different. It has some things worse, because it's doimit to Baal Mum, and it doesn't have cars, and it's doimit to Shloi Lishma. So he also is choizer. He was choizer also. How did Rabbi get wrong? How did Rabbi get Yeshua? The Yigid Army, some say, I forgot the Hodabe Rabbi Eliezer got Yeshua before, Rabbi Legabi the Rabbi Loi Hodabe. Because it's not a good din, you know why? Hosim would have come along the Dinanim Shloi Lishma. There, you were right from Shloi Lishma. Just like by Shloi Lishma, there's Xeris HaKosuf, that even though the carbon is not possible, but still the Lechem is not Kaddish, because the Xeris HaKosuf says Zevach Toida Shloma. So therefore, it makes sense to learn out Shloi Mekoyim and Shloi Lishma. But remember something, by Shloi Lishma, by Chatos, Avahalcha, he dines from Shloi Lishma, he's also Loi Seyred. Shloi Lishma, by Chatos, will talk about Loi Seyred. Doesn't have a special din, it's not Mekash Lechem. So therefore, the Taino that Rabbi Yeshua had, Kenegar Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer was Chayzer, doesn't apply to a case of Shloi Mekoyim, the Gabi, the din of Teyred or Loi Seyred. And therefore, because Shloi Lishma, he's also Loi Seyred, also it's Psula Bekoydish. So therefore, in this case, he won't be chayzer. Legabe the din of loy seyred won't be chayzer. Only gabe kiddush halechem was he chayzer, but not legabe and also loy seyred. So it's not dafka. So it's not dafka. Talking problems exactly the same machlekes, and different can say a little different. Shachtos lo shma. It says in the Mishnah that shachtos lo shma, it's not mekadosh halechem. It says v'chein el hamaluim v'chein shnei kivsi atzera. These are other examples where you have chalas lechem. We have lechem. So tomorrow you're missing something else. El nazir also. On Papa Shavak Tanya Don El Nazir, the Shriach, Venokin Hamalum, that's not so Shriach, it only happened once in history. Why don't we say El Nazir? Zach the Gemara, Tanya Don, Ikim Milsa Naka. Tanya Don took the Ikim Milsa, which Rashi has two pshat, and Kisviyad. One pshat is that Meluim is the first for all Kabbanis, so therefore we want to speak that out. That's the first carbon ever. And Vavada, it means also El Nazir also. The other pshat is because we want to compare it to Kifseyat Tzeres, which is carbon Tzeber, therefore we said El Meluim, which both both Tzeber, Masha Enkein, El Nazir is a Kibse Yachid, whatever it is, a carbon Yachid, and therefore we said El Meluim. That's what the two Pshat, what it means. Ikim El Snakal, what the first Pshat of Rashi means, because that's the first time you had Kabbalahs. Zog the Mishnah Vaita. Once we mentioned about Shechting the Toida, that's Mekadesh the Lechem, the Mishnah brings in something Zaitik. But it also has to do with a carbon that's Mekadesh other things. Every time you bring a carbon, you bring it with it Nesachim. Most Kabbanas comes with Nesachim. Chatas does not, but most Kabbanas come with Nesachim. So those Nesachim, when you Meshech the Zevach, it's Matir in Nesachim to the Mizbech, so it's Mekadesh in Nesachim. But a lot of times you put in the Klisharas first, it becomes Kaddish. So that will be discussed in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is like this. HaNesachim Shekitshu B'Kli, you put the Nesachim in the Klisharas, comes Kaddish Kedush Aguf now. But Nimtza Zevach Pasal. It turned out the Zevach was Pasal. What do you do then? If you have another carbon that you use as a Sachem for, let's say you have another Ayel or Keves, and it's the same amount, just use it for something else. They change the gears. V'im Lanu Yifsulu Belina. But if you didn't have a chance to use it for another carbon and went overnight, it's possible in because it has Kedush Aguf with the Kli. Zot Gemara. Oma Ziri. Ziri says, the Memra Azai, Ein HaNesachim Miskachim El Mishchitas HaZavach. The Nesachim only get Kedushas HaGuf when you shecht the carbon. My time. Ma'am HaKorah, the Pasuk says, Zavach on Nesachim. It's mashma that Nesachim won't become Kaddish through the Zavach. It's going to be a problem with our Mishnah, right? Tanan, we'll look at our Mishnah. HaNesachim Shkitchu B'Kli, V'nim Tzavach Pasul. If you makash b'kli and the zevach impossible, yes, zevach achar kivim or lav yifshlu v'lino becomes possible v'lino. I my lav yifshlu v'shchita became possible v'shchita. We're still saying has kusha guf that this din lino. So what's going on over here? There's a din lino, even though it became possible v'shchita as a din lino. So you see that even though the shchita didn't come makash it, it was a possible shchita. Still, it's kaddish in our mishnah's mashma. It's kaddish because of the kli itself, not because of the shchita. So the law, the if shlub is rika, abadi need the shchita to mekadosh it. And the case in the Amrish is like this: Hanasachem shekitshu b'kli and a good shchita, but nimtzu zevach pasul and the zrika, then as din lina. That's the gelerim shot. That's law if shlub is rika. So tomorrow, command. So it comes out like this: that you can become kaddish with the shchita alone. Maybe you need the shchita and the zrika, But every carbon has a few matirim. The shechita and the zrika also is part of the matir. So in order to, when all these gemaras talk about kiddush, kiddush alachem, kiddush anasachem, does it mean you need both the shechita and zrika, or shechita alone is enough? It'll come out fizah that shechita alone is enough. You don't need zrika.
Enough for what?
To make something kaddish, make lechem kaddish, or the nasachem kaddish. Has become kaddish with shechita alone, or you need the zrika also? Because you're assuming something from you saw the word shechita sezev, actually you name assume something. There's a lumdus to this. The kli is not being mekadoshed. What's mekadosh? The carbon. What makes something a carbon? Just the shechita or the zrika also? That's what it's saying. And really, you had this before in the Masechta. We had this Machlokes before in the Masechta. Machlokes Rebbe and Elazar Rebbe Shimon, which we're going to mention in a second. So it's Mavui over here, then, they say this, that the Kli does nothing. You need a Shechita. The problem was, the Mishnah said that if it's possible, it has to Shaguf, it's Din Lina. Teretz is, the Shechita was Mekadoshit, and the Pesol was in the Zrika. But you see over here, the Shechita can Mekadoshit. Keman, Kerebi, Dama, Shnei, Dvarim, Hamatirim, Mailim, Zeb, Loizeh. We had a Gemara before. On that ayin beis and beis a shachton l'shmon v'zark adom shlo l'shmon halachem kaddish v'ne kaddish. According to Rebbe, it's kaddish v'ne kaddish. It's not complete, but it's kaddish. The whole shalav pidyon there, whole sugi there. Akapanim, it's going according to Rebbe. Holds the istam like a kedusha happening even just with shchita. So we're saying it's our mission like Rebbe, not like Elazar Rav Shimon. So I'm going, no, I feel the tamer Elazar Rav Shimon hachem ayaskinon. The case of here is going to keep a dam v'koyis v'nishbach. You mekabel the dam v'koyis and it spilled out. So you did a good shechita, you mekabel adam v'kois, and you know what the psalm was? It spilled out. On top of my base now, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Shalak, Kavase, Davu, Yaltuk, his father, Dama, Kalami, Lezer, Kazarik, Dami, that anything that's oimit to be spritzed is Kazarik, Dami. And since he holds anything that could be spritzed is Kazarik, Dami, therefore, it's like it had both the shechita and the zrika, and now it became possible by spilling out. So therefore, it's kushagof lekuliyama. Because over here, going to Rav Shimon holds going to Kazar Dami. It's not enough to be yotzer zrika, of course, but it's enough that's called the matir and mekadosh to lechem. And here it's mekadosh to nesachim. Actually, it's mekadosh to nesachim, and therefore the nesachim have a psolina, but still became possible the carbon because it spilled out. Therefore, you need another carbon. And I was saying that I have lina. If you don't bring another carbon, I'll have lina.